And praying through what we call the Lord's Prayer. But really, it's the disciples' prayer. It's the prayer that Jesus taught his followers, his disciples, to pray when they asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. And there's a number of phrases, and we've gone through phrase by phrase, and we started with the word our. It's a corporate prayer. It's not just an individual, personalized, privatized prayer, but we pray it together, our. Our Father, it's a relational prayer. We're coming to a God whom we can know, a God whom we can trust. Not somebody who's way off in a distance somewhere, but somebody we have a relationship with, Father God, who is in heaven. And heaven in the Scriptures almost always stands for the place of authority, the place where God is and reigns from, because He is Creator. We pray, may your name be kept holy. It's a declaration that God is perfect, that God is pure, that God is loving and just. He's holy. And it's a declaration of that and a prayer to desire to see that. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praying that God's kingdom, God's ways, God's character would break in and break through into a world that desperately needs to see that. And give us today our daily bread. Last week, Pastor Brent walked us through that as we pray that God would provide those things that we need on a daily basis, and that we would see and recognize our dependence upon Him. You know, so often we figure we can do this thing called life on our own, but we really need to depend on God. And this morning, we come to the phrase, and forgive us our debts. That word debts, depending on how you learned it, sometimes translated transgressions. Forgive us our transgressions, or forgive us our sins. And we like praying that, don't we? We welcome second chances. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us our debts. Forgive us our transgressions. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us when we've messed up. Forgive us when we've blown it. We welcome second chances in our lives. We long for and we love that grace. But you notice, that's not how the phrase ends. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. That's a little trickier, isn't it? No, the prayer is actually asking God to clean our slate to the degree that we're willing to clean the slate of those who've wronged us. We become liberated from our burdens as we liberate others from theirs. We're released from the weight of our transgressions against God and ourselves when we lift that same weight of those who've sinned, have transgressed against us. And that's not something that is just said here in Matthew's gospel. Paul said in Ephesians 4, be kind and compassionate to one another. And we love a phrase like that. That's great. Let's be kind. Let's be generous. Let's be compassionate. Then he goes on the very next phrase, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. It's not just a matter about being nice, but it's about being forgiving. Or in Colossians 3, and we'll get to this, I know at our current rate, probably in a couple of months' time, as we're going slowly working our way through Colossians. Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. You know, those are powerful words. It's like praying, Lord, our sins have been cast into the sea of forgetfulness, and we offer the trespasses of our recent moments to you. Teach us to turn this same forgive and, I'm going to invent a new word here, releasefulness, because we don't forget, but we can release it towards those who've sinned against us. And so as we pray this prayer, we need to be asking ourselves, am I holding unforgiveness towards anyone in my heart? You know, if you're not at a place where you can bless that person, that's a clear sign you haven't forgiven that person. Doesn't mean we necessarily let a person totally off the hook, but when we carry grudges against people, when we refuse to acknowledge them, when we refuse to forgive, we're carrying a huge weight around us. See, this petition cuts right to the heart of all of our interactions with others. cuts right to the heart of how we live in an unforgiving world. Forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And those words come crashing into our shame and our self-doubt, because we can be forgiven. We can fail, and it won't separate us from God. We can be set right once again after we have deliberately and definitely wronged somebody. See, in a world without forgiveness, it's barren, it's seedless, it's rainless, it lacks possibilities. But in a world with forgiveness, from God to us, and from us to others, the world is bright with new beginnings, with shared hope, with powerful revelations of what it means to belong to the Father, of what it means to walk in His love and in His grace. And so I want to invite us to pray together the Lord's Prayer, the Disciples' Prayer. And we're going to use the New King James Version this morning as we pray. So let's read this. And we're not just reading it, we're praying this together this morning. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Worship team is going to come.